With SR News, I'm John Scott. A projectile at an Iranian nuclear power complex raising concerns. Correspondent John Gambrell reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the United Nations nuclear watchdog, also reported the incident but cited Iran for its information. That's because IAEA inspectors broadly have been blocked from viewing Iranian nuclear sites in the aftermath of the 12-day war in June that Israel waged against Iran that saw the Americans launch airstrikes that destroyed three Iranian nuclear enrichment sites.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson says he disagrees with claims by the former director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, who resigned after saying that Iran posed no imminent threat to the U.S.
I don't know where Joe Kent is getting his information, but he wasn't in those briefings, clearly, because the Secretary of State, the Secretary of War, and everyone, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane, they had exquisite intelligence, and we understood that this was a serious moment for us. Had the President waited, I am personally convinced that we would have mass casualties of Americans, service members and others, and our installations would have been dramatically damaged.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. Luigi Mangione's lawyers have asked a judge to postpone his federal trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson until early next year, and say they will seek to have his state murder trial delayed until September. Wholesale prices came in hotter than expected in February. The Labor Department reports its Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.7% from January and 3.4% from February 2025, the year-over-year increase. That was the most since February of 2025. This is SRN News. Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others.
The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and others. That's up sharply from 2012, when just 58% of respondents said so. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Jesus prescribed a life that focuses on loving God and others, and this is actively shown in serving others. Most churchgoers embrace this goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they read the scriptures every day. Another 30% report reading the Bible a few times a week, but not daily. Amongst the rest of regular church attendees, 14% read the Bible at least once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% once a month. This is SRN News. Hoping to successfully combat rising crude prices, the Treasury Department easing sanctions on Venezuela's state oil company.
The Trump administration has issued a license allowing Venezuela's state-run company to sell and export Venezuelan oil to U.S. buyers and on global markets. The move could have the effect of getting more oil into the world marketplace. Separately, the White House says the president will waive for 60 days requirements for goods shipped between U.S. ports to be moved on U.S.-flagged vessels. The 1920s laws, often blamed for making gas more expensive. Rich Thomason, Washington.
In Rome, the Colosseum, with a bright new look following a restoration, the project focused on a semi-circular piazza outside the arena. The Colosseum is Italy's most popular tourist destination. 9 million visitors in 2025 alone. More details at srnnews.com.